831 55 KRC Talk Station, Friday Eve. Get the pleasure and the benefit of talking to iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff every week at this time. And welcome back, Jay. Love having you on the show.
A pleasant good morning.
Congratulations on the stock trades there, buddy. 9 minutes.
I'm training my students, and occasionally I've got time to look over my shoulder. And yeah, yesterday grabbed a stock and sold it. Grabbed it and sold it in what? Under 9 minutes for about $3,400. So yep. To me, I've told you.
That's a work day. You're done. Well, you're done.
All 9 minutes. All 9 minutes. But yeah, look, the less time my money's in the market, the more I like it. But it's interesting because I've been asked a lot of times about, hey, is the market predicting who the next president's
going to be? Right.
Where's the money going? And, you know, what I do is I keep an eye on the energy stocks because there's trillions of dollars that's going to head in that direction if Trump is, in fact, elected as president. And right now, not a lot of it is going in that direction. Now, nor is a lot of it flowing out. So the market's still seeing that everything is very close and not really telling. But, you know, if Trump is victorious on Tuesday, which I certainly hope that he is, the energy sector will certainly get a boost because he's a very energy-friendly president.
Yes.
As he tries to get us back to that, you know, energy
independence. And of course, that's one area of the inflation reality that he can change by lowering the price of gasoline, by drilling more, make more available on the market. That's a easy, simple economic lesson. I would argue that in some way, shape, or form, the military-industrial complex also may either benefit or be harmed, depending on who gets into office. But I saw Boeing, every little bit counts. And in terms of bad news, it just keeps piling up for Boeing. Here's my curveball for the week for you. Boeing hikes soap dispenser prices by $8,000. Bottom line, they've gouged the Air Force with $1 million in overcharges for one single aircraft, the C-17, over a four-year period. And that's kind of scratching the surface of it, but more bad news for Boeing. They're maybe this is something Elon Musk can fix if he's in charge of getting rid of waste and abuse.
Well, you know, the libertarian side of you, which I side with frequently, you look at some of this stuff and you're just thinking, okay, government's got a role, but it's got to be as efficient as it can. And when you see this kind of stuff, you just shake your head. And when you have examples of just, that's not gouging. To me, that's just criminal. When you are going to that extreme to take advantage of a situation, it's because you feel like you can't be fired. You feel like you've got the job forever, and you're going to make decisions. And Boeing's proven it time and time and time again, almost as though they're going to operate out of a sense of arrogance. And that bothers me a great deal. You know, you've got the airplane that came apart. You've got the spaceship that had the issues. You had one of their satellites that blew up in orbit. You've got all of these things that are taking place that have the Boeing label slapped on the side of it. And they just seem to be going along as though, you know, nothing's really changed. And it's sad because Boeing used to be a great company.
It did.
Now they're a company that is anything but great. And some of the decisions we see with aircraft or, as you indicated, on the defense side makes you think, is anybody holding these people accountable? And I think the very loud answer is no.
Well, this does show what a little accounting oversight can do. The AG did the analysis and the inspection and revealed all this. We need more of that in every area of government. Let's pause. We'll bring Jay Ratliff back to talk about new rules for refunds. We've got don't jump in front of the line, and we got a passenger suing JetBlue.